بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم states that لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له، that the one who does not have the quality of amana, he does not have iman, he is empty of iman. Now, to understand the importance of this hadith, we first need to understand what amana means. In our day-to-day term, sometimes when we say amana, this means that someone has given me something to look after, so I must look after it properly. In Sharia, amana is a bit more broader than this. What does amana mean? Amana means that someone gives you a responsibility. You accept that responsibility. Then to fulfill that responsibility correctly, this is called the quality of amana. So that could be someone gives you something to look after. Now to look after it properly, as you are expected to, not to be negligent, that is amana. But it could be you sign a contract to work for a company. So you have taken a responsibility on. Now to fulfill that role, as you are expected, to the best of your ability, that is also amana. You are selling an item to someone, and you have described it like this. This is a description. Now, does the item actually fulfill that description or not? That is your responsibility, to make sure you have described it correctly. If you haven't, then that is against amana. Someone is a tradesman, he carries out a service. Someone is a mechanic, for example, and someone comes for a job, then to fulfill that job as it is expected, because you have agreed to take that on, to fulfill that is amana. Or something as simple as, in the masjid, someone asks you to carry out a task. Will you get this done? And you agree, you take it on board. Now to fulfill that task correctly, that is the quality of amana. If when we understand this, we will understand how important amana is. Amana is part and parcel of every single one of our lives, and multiple times a day the quality of amana must come into play if you want to practice correctly upon deen. Because in our life, in different spheres of our life, we are taking on responsibilities. Something as simple as, I go to school, I go to college. So when I go to school, I go to college, then I automatically accept the responsibility that whilst I am there, I will use the building and the equipment as it is expected. I will not cause it harm. Now to do that, and if you do cause it harm, to go and inform the necessary person and accept responsibility, this is part of amana as well. And this, because this quality is so important, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying in this hadith that the person who is empty of amana, you can say he is empty of iman, meaning he is a mu'min, but it's like his iman is hollow. And one sahabi, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say this hadith in pretty much every Jummah khutbah. In reality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here is also given as a gauge and a measurement for our iman. Many a time we measure our iman, our deeni condition, on how much salah am I performing? How much tilawah am I doing? And these are all good deeds as well. How many sunnahs are in my life? But there are some other key aspects of iman as well. Key aspects of piety. And this is one key aspect. We should look into our lives. Do I have this quality? How much of this quality do I have? 50%, 60%, 30%, and understand that is my deeni condition. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to bring this quality into our life. Ameen wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.